We're up to the Simin Kuf Yud test. Kuf Yud test discusses adding one's own personal bakashos into the Shemoneh Esrei. So, starts with a Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tavo Daf Ches Amud Aleph. First, the Gemara brings down from the Chachamim Shoal Adam Tzocha B'Shamea Tefillah. You can add in bakasha Shemea Tefillah as a generic tefillah asking Hashem to accept our tefillahs, and therefore we can throw in whatever tefillahs we want. Then the Gemara says, "Amr v'hudah b'edav shmuel bar sheilas m'shvei derav." Afal pisha amr shal adam tzracha b'shamei tefillah. Aval in balo mar besof kol bracha bracha me'en kol bracha bracha. Omer in each individual bracha, you can throw in something that relates to that bracha. Refa'ena, we throw in a refuah for entili. Atachin adam das, we want to understand the sugya. Rechaleinu, we want parnasa. Then Amar Bechir Bar Ashi Mar Rav Afa Bishem Mar Shuel Adam Tzrach Bashem Tzvila Im Yesh Lo Chol Abisach Beisa Omer Bebirkas Cholim Im Tzrach Lo Parnasa Omer Bebirkas Hashanim. Okay, so you have to know what the chilek is over there. That's, I believe, the topic of the Ran, which I get to soon. Amar Bishem Ben Levi Afa Bishem Mar Shuel Adam Tzrach Bashem Tzvila Aval Im Baal Omer Acha Tzvila So Afila Kesed Yom Kippurim Omer. So we basically have three options for a person to throw in his own personal bakashas. One is into the individual bracha to which it is relevant. Number one. Number two is in Shomea Tefillah. That's generic. And number three is at the end of davening by after Havrechaz Rosh Hashanah Shalom. By the Tachanunim over there, also you can throw in whatever you want. Okay. Then the Ran says that there are four, this is split up into four dinim. So, din number one is that Shemaya Tefillah is generic, throw in whatever you want. Good. Din number four, we'll skip two and three for right now. Din number four is that after Shemona Esrei, he says, Bain Kodim Yudaratzam, Bain Acha Yudaratzam, we're going to get that. Might touch on here, but more in Kuf Chaf Beis. That you can throw in whatever bakashas you want over there. Then he has din 2 and din 3, which is not necessarily muskam, but it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as Shitas Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Lashana Mishnah Berurah is Tov Lizaher Lechatchila B'Kolzeh Kedivrei HaRav Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's see, Rabbeinu Yonah has these two additional categories where he makes these sort of subtle chilukim. Let's see. I'm reading inside Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted by the Beis Yosef. Hadin Hasheni, Shim Baal Lomar Besov Kol Bracha Bracha Me'en Kol Bracha Bracha Omer. Okay, at the end of each bracha, you can throw in whatever is relevant to that bracha. V'afilah Shlo Yel Tzarko Mamish Mutter. Even if it's not Mamish, your personal tzarchim, it's Mutter. Kevan She'Omer Oso B'Lashon Rabim. If you say it B'Lashon Rabim, you can throw it in at the end of each bracha. Miu b'lashin yachid also la omer, but as a lashin yachid, you cannot throw it in. Kevin she'ena omer also bavur kol yisrael. V'havei havsaka. V'davka she'echal omer b'lashin rabin b'sovka bracha bracha. She'kevin she'hishin k'ra ma'ashitiknu chachamim l'chiv gomor ein lochosh b'ma'ashim osif achar kach. Aval be'emta bracha lo. The kevan sheshol tzarchi rabin beemtza bracha near kamosif alamat be'er shetiknu chachamim. So I think what he's saying is at the end of the bracha, before the baruch ato Hashem, basically at that point, although there are those that say that you have to throw in, you have to have the me'ein chasima samach lechasima, but basically at that point you're going to throw in your personal bakasha. But it has to be Belashin Rabim. So it's Belashin Rabim, and at the end of the bracha. Can't be in the middle of the bracha, because it'll look like you're changing the matbea of the bracha. We have to keep the matbea of the bracha. So it has to be at the end of the bracha, and then it has to be Belashin Rabim. If it is Belashin Yachid, for some reason he says that's the hefsek in the Shemoneh Esrei. That's Hadin Hasheni. Then Hadin Hashlishi, Im Shoal Tzrachav Mamish, Kigon Sheshoal Acholesh Yeshu B'Toch Beis. So now he's getting very personal. His personal request. Yachal Amar Belashin Yachid Vafilu Be'emtza HaBracha. Okay, so according to the Gemara, has two chilukim. One, the Gemara says, "In Balamar Basov Kabracha Bracha, Me'in Kabracha Bracha Omer." Then he says, "If Yeshal Chol Lebetoch Beisa Umtzarach LeParnasa." He can say it in Birchas Cholim. He can say it in Birchas Hashanim if he needs Parnasa, but it doesn't say Basov Kabracha Bracha. And each is there's a chiddush over here. So Ben Yonah says the sof kabracha bracha is when he's davening for the tzibur, help the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. It's a tzibur dika bracha. It's not for the yachid. As belashin rabim, it has to be done at the end of the bracha. When he's dealing with his own personal things, that can be even in the middle of the bracha, and that can be belashin yachid. Okay, let's see now. Kufiyutes Alf. In Ratzel Lahosif V'kal Bracha Meha Emtayos Me'en HaBracha Moses. If you want to add into the middle bracha something that relates to the bracha, you can be Moses. Keita. Hayolo Chole Mevak Yishalo Bracha Me Bebirkas Refa'enu. If his Antilia is sick, so you should daven for her in the middle of Birkas Refa'enu. Hayatzar Parnasa Mevak Yishalo Bebirkas Hashanim. As for the Birkas Hashanim, where is this done? Says the Ramah, Haga, Ukshu Mosif, Yatzchil Babracha, V'Yachar Kach Mosif. Avad Lo Yosif, V'Yachar Kach Yatzchil Babracha. It should be in the middle. The Bracha is basically, even within each Bracha, praises, I don't want to use the word praise, because that's a word that's reserved for the first three Brachas, not the middle Brachas, but Atachon Yodam Das. That's a fact. Hashem gives Das to them. Then we ask Hashem to give us Das. So in between over there, that's where he should ask for his personal Bakashas. So, Mishabur Sivkatan Aleph. I am Prima Gadan Shikasa Dafkum Hayalo. Meaning until he's sick. Vachem Parnasa, Dafkum Sarkla Parnasa. Ava Eno Rashad Bakish Rachamim Bebrocham and says, Ava Otsish, Lo Yechela, Vishlo Yechta Lachma, Ukehai Gavna. He's only about to ask on things that he needs right now, not on the future. Mashiachin, Mishamed Tfila, Afilo Ala Otsit, Rashai Levakish. So I vaguely remember when I was speaking about this. I didn't know what he was talking about at the time exactly. He was saying, what does it mean? A person right now doesn't need refuah, but he's going to need refuah? So the example he brought was a bris milah. The baby right now is fine. But you're going to do tomorrow bris, and then he's going to need a refuah. And I don't exactly know what to say that. People go for surgery all the time. Now, okay, if it's something he's sick right now, so he's sick right now. But sometimes the surgery person doesn't necessarily need to do it. He's okay, but there is some reason they're doing it. So right after surgery, a person obviously needs a refuah shlema. Okay. Okay. Sifkat and Gimel. Yadcha b'bracha. The tzarich la'asas ikar mi matbeah shetavu chacham v'kasha shalot tiyat tefela v'lo lehefer. Your personal request is not the ikar of the bracha. Unfortunately, by us, that's the part that we are interested in. That's what we're saying, that's what means something to us, and the rest of it we don't pay necessarily so much attention to. But that's why you can't start the bracha with your own request. You start with the matbea, with the words of Chazal, and then in the middle you can throw in, as a tofel, secondary, you can throw in your own request. And then he points out for the people that obviously have to say something, say something significant. Okay, that's Sifkaton Gimel. Continues the Mechaber. Uvei Shomei Tfila Yachol Ishal Kol Tzrachim. In Shomei Tfila, you can ask for all of your needs. She Kolel Es Kol Bakashas, because that includes all the Bakashas. So I saw last night, I didn't have a chance to write it down. The Aruch HaShulchan, you know these nuskos in the art school brings down? To throw into Shema Kaleinu for all three different things, for Parnassim, he's vehemently opposed to it. He holds it to have everyone, you're allowed to throw in your own personal nusach. But to have a set nusach, which is not the nusach of Chazal, of Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and put it in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he holds to be totally, he speaks fiery against. Okay, Dershu points out in footnote 6, first he tells what we should daven for. A person should daven for his tzrachim, he should daven for his parnasa, he should daven for his children's Yerushalayim. And better to do it in Hebrew, we already discussed this, but better to do it in Lashon HaKodesh, but if that's hard for him, he can do it in English, do it in any language, maybe not Aramaic. Okay, then he says, really, I had this idea once. We've already learned that in Elokai Netzor, you're allowed to answer Kaddish, Kiddush, Baruch, all these things. So, the Dishu points out, better to say all the Bakashas at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, so that if you hear a Kiddush or a Kaddish, you can stop and answer, rather than saying in the middle in Shema Tefillah, and then your Shmoneh Esrei is much longer, then you end up missing out on all these Dvarim Sheber Kiddusha that you didn't have to miss out on. Continuing Simin Kuf Yud Tes. Okay, so now he's bringing down this Rabbeinu Yonah. So the first Mahalach doesn't have this without Rabbeinu Yonah. Now brings down Rabbeinu Yonah, but again the Mishabura prefers Rabbeinu Yonah. Tov Lizar Lechatchila Kedivrei Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. We're talking about adding one's personal requests, personal bakashas into Shmoneh Esrei. So there's three possible places to do that. One is in each individual bracha, daven for that specific thing. Rafaino, you daven for Antilli. The second is in Shema Kolenu. Shema Tefillah includes everything, so you can throw anything in there. And the last is at the end of davening, after Amarecha Samar Yisrael B'Shalom, Mayu the Ratzon over there, before or after, we'll discuss. That's the third place. Okay, so now Rabbeinu Yonah, based on the Gemara seems to say the same thing twice. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that there's a very subtle, a little slight difference between the two. And that's what we're going to do right now in the Shulchan Aruch, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. With Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. Kishemosib Rabracha, me'ein osa bracha. When you're adding into the bracha something that relates to that bracha, imosib osa b'shvil kol Yisrael, if you're adding in a tefillah for kol Yisrael, Mishavisiv Katan Hey says, love dafka kol Yisrael. Rabim is also enough. He's davening for the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. It's not kol Yisrael necessarily, but it's definitely Rabim. Omer osa b'loshin Rabim, so you should daven b'loshin Rabim. It makes sense. You're davening for the rabbin. Use lashon rabbin. V'lo yosef ela b'sof habracha v'lo be'emta. And you should throw in this bakasha, which is for the rabbin, at the end of the bracha, seemingly right before Baruch Ato Hashem. Not in the middle, but right at the end. V'lo be'emta. Okay, Mishabur points out, I am Pim Gadim in Kufcha Beis, Shemetzadi Lamar Dafka Kodim Shamar Baruch Ato Hashem, Avalacha Keinire Da'asa. Lain Sham, the Eino Barlo Davar Zeh. So much of what he's saying. He doesn't mean the middle of the Baruch Ato Hashem, he means at the end, after the bracha, which means in between two brachas, like the Ravya, that what, even if you finish the bracha, as long as you didn't go on to the next one, you're really still in the middle of that one. Is that what he means? I don't know what he means. I didn't have a chance to look it up, I don't know. So bracha below be'emtzu. Why not? Mishabura sivkat and ches, and we saw this before the Beis Yosef quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. Shikishishova tzachi rabbi be'emtzu bracha. When you ask for a tzachi rabbi in the middle of a bracha, nira kemosif alamadbeah shetiknu chachamim. It looks like you're adding on to the bracha of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, and that's not acceptable. That's only as a yachid. But see what mutarim. Lachin, they used to say sichos be'amtzah berachas tachlanu v'chein be'amtzah berachah emtzoyah shal yom ha-kippurim. But that we do. Okay. So again, if he's, I guess, yeah, I don't know. We don't do that nowadays. We do in Yom Kippur. We throw in all sorts of stuff in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all the piyutim. But we don't do it during the rest of the year. Okay, so again, he's davening for the rabbin. He uses lashon rabbin, which should be said at the end of the bracha, seemingly right before the baruch ato Hashem. And in Dershu points out from the Aruch HaShulchan, before the chasima, you need to have me'ena chasima. So you should make sure that you throw in your thing, and then before you say the bracha, you should throw in something that's relevant to the bracha. Because right before the bracha, you have something that relates to the bracha. Okay, so that's asking for tzrachim of the tzibur, of the klal. So he's throwing it in at the end of the bracha. V'imshol tzracha of mamash, but if it's mamash, his tzrachim. It's not klal yisrael tzrachim. Aunt Tilly is sick. Most people don't know Aunt Tilly. So we're davening for Aunt Tilly. Kagon shish l'chol l'bidoch beisa, that's Aunt Tilly. Or shu tzorech l'parnasa, or he needs a parnasa. Yachol ish l'afil be'em tzabracha. Then he can daven for that even in the middle of the bracha. Who she yishal b'lashon yachid v'lo b'lashon rabim. And that should be phrased b'lashon yachid, because he's davening for himself, not b'lashon rabim. Because b'lashon rabim, again, it looks like he's being moisif on the bracha of Anshik. That's like, no. Therefore, we should say b'lashon yachid. That's what Mishmur says, Sifkat and Tess. And then he points out at the end, like we said, Tov v'zad ha-chatchila, Kedivre Rabbeinu Yonah. So if we're davening for ourselves, throw it in Lashon Yachid in the middle of the bracha. If we're davening for a tzibur dika inyan, throw it in at the end by the bracha to Hashem. We should make sure to have a me'ena chasima, somach lechasima, something that relates to the bracha right at the end also. And that should be Lashon Rabbim. Okay, those are the two complicated, that's the subtle chilek of Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, is it necessary? It's not necessary. It's the preferable way of doing things. Ubabirka shomea tefila, b'chein, b'sofa tefila, bein kodim yudaratzon, bein acharav, in the bracha of shomea tefila, and then at the end of the davening, whether it's before or after yudaratzon, we'll discuss that when we get there in Simen Kuf Chaf Beis. That's coming right up. So then, Yachol Isha Bein Lashon Yachol Bein Lashon Rabin Bein Tzachol Mamish Bein Tzachol Rabin. According to the Shulchan Aruch way of understanding the Rabbeinu Yonah, both Shemei Tefillah and by Yulah Ratzon, you can daven for a Yachid, you can daven for the Rabbim, you can use Lashon Yachid, you can use Lashon Rabbim, you can do what you want. Then Mishmur Sifkatan Yud, he brings down the Bach. The Bach disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Sifkatan Ubach calls up that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Shemei Tefillah is Domei L'Shah Bracha, so you don't have free reign. If you want to daven for the Tzibur, you have to do it at the end of the Bracha. If you want to daven for your own personal Tzrachim, B'Lashon Yachid, that's in the middle. The Be'em to Osulishal B'Lashon Rabbim. So we have a Chumra of a Rabbeinu Yonah, and a Chumra of a Bach, and a Chumra of a Rabbeinu Yonah. Do it that what you wish. Okay, that is Siv Aleph. Siv Beis. Yesh mi she'omer she'kishem mosif b'bracha letzarech yachid lo ya'arich. When you're mosif on a bracha for yourself, don't be ma'arich. You should do it quickly. It should be brief. Mishmur Sifkatan Beis, he's talking about all the brachos, including Shemei Tefila. Aval la'achar Tefila, I feel called me the road to mutu la'arich b'chol gavne. When we talk about the end of davening already, then you can be ma'arich. You can take out the whole list and take your time.
I feel like nowadays, whenever I've asked about this, they always tell me to put it at the end.
Put it at the end.
Yes,
I don't know if you were here for this. So we the issue pointed out. I was excited to see this because I had this years ago, that if you wait till the end, at least at the end, at least after you the Ratzon, if you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, whatever, you can answer. That's a big advantage. As opposed to doing it in the middle, then your Shemoneh gets longer and then you're missing out on these things. That's one thing. The other thing is you're not supposed to be Ma'arich in the middle. So you put together all the different needs a person has, it could end up being an Arichus. Now, Dirshu over here, oh, interesting. It's really on the Sif Gimel, which we're not doing now, but I'm going to do this anyway because it's very interesting. He talks about different mistakes that people make in Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, we're going to get to there tomorrow, but since we have more time today, just before we were so mech geula l'tfila, right? Before Shemoneh Esrei, Shachris and Marev, Go'al Yisrael. Marev, you have Shemer Meshalad also, okay? That's Go'al Yisrael Lashon Avar, because that's referring to Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Shemoneh Esrei, it's Go'el, in the present, Go'el Yisrael, because it's part of a tfila that Hashem should save us from Atzaras. It's not the ultimate geula, that's coming later in Es Tzamach David and Kibbutz Goliath, but every individual with his problems and Klaus in general, that's the bracha of Goel Yisrael. So he says over here, if a person in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, instead of saying Goel Yisrael, he accidentally said Goel Yisrael, it brings up from Chaim Kanievsky that it could be a Nat Yotze. Why? Goel Yisrael is a tefillah. It's a tefillah. There's Goal and Goel.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Right. So in Shemoneh Esrei, if someone accidentally he said Goal, Chaim says he could be his Nayotze. Why? Because Goel, he's supposed to say the tefillah. Goel. Goel is, it's like Sipa Dvar Ma'amah. It's like Masha Kara Kara. That's what happened. But that's not what we're doing in Shemoneh Esrei. That's what we're davening right now. So that's one thing he says. Goel is right now, Hashem should save us from our tzaras, whatever tzaras anyone has. Then, this may be for a coin. No Jew, no regular Yisrael would make this mistake. Hamvarecha Samar Yisrael Bashalom. Instead of that, you said Hamvarecha Samar Yisrael Bi'ahava. Like, sort of like what the Kohanim. So Chaim says also in Hayotze, because that the Iker is Shalom. You missed out the Iker of the Bracha. The Iker of the Bracha over there is Shalom. Okay, we'll stop here. Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer all of our tefillos and tovah. Amen.